talking about trucks, because that's, I mean, how else do you get all that food everywhere it needs to go? And the Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio is rolling out some new trucks, I guess, food deliveries, refrigerated trucks. Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest joining us. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Have you ever been up in the cab of any of those vehicles over at Second Harvest?
Yeah, not the two new ones, though, but some of our regular fleet I have, and it's nothing I think I can maneuver.
Yeah. Well, you get a good view of the road where you're going, though.
That's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. But
right.
Depending on
right.
how, yeah, it takes a while to get up there, though. Greg,
yeah.
Greg, you have to hoist yourself up, you know.
Right.
So let's talk about that. What's the reason? I guess there's always a need for refrigerated trucks, but what was the impetus to getting these?
Well, this started a little while ago. We knew in terms of volume that since we have been taking on more of the distribution activities in terms of our own staff and getting out into food deserts and nooks and crannies and areas where people don't have access to pantries or soup kitchens, we knew we needed to have transportation to get food there. So, started a while ago, and we had one of our trucks kind of go on the disabled list, 2008, and it was a very high emission unit, and it just cost too much to repair it. So we were able to get a couple of 12-pallet trucks and, you know, operating on clean diesel and all that kind of good stuff, and we can get more food out, and perfect timing. It's absolutely just perfect timing because we need it.
Well, obviously, being able to get that food out, and over the last most of 2020, obviously the need has
right.
increased, and your distributions kind of have, you go everywhere we see, there's always some sort of a distribution going on, and the supply chain still has to stay intact, and that's what these trucks really are a part of.
Exactly, and that's, honestly, it's really a lot of logistics that go into it, because we have to have access to food all around, and certainly that's the same thing even with some of our retail partners who are also trying to stock the grocery shelves and things like that. So we're kind of all doing the same thing, but trying to get food, and for us particularly, to be able to get it to all of our distributions, because we're used to doing maybe now 10 to 12 distributions per month. That's what we're doing, let alone what all of our partner charities are doing, because through this whole COVID thing, we're used to our normal numbers, and these are what they call unduplicated numbers, 88,000 people. And now we're doing 136,000 people that are coming and visiting our distributions. And when you think about it, that's one-third of the population of our four counties.
Susan, talk a little bit about the different groups that came together to make the purchases of those new trucks possible.
Well, obviously, none of this would have been possible without some of our funders, and particularly the Ohio EPA. We started working with them a couple years ago, and that's why these clean diesel operating trucks are so important, and that was part of what we were trying to work with them on. So, obviously, so it's the Ohio EPA, Eric and Jane Nord Foundation, and Nord Family Foundation, and the Bloomfield Charitable Fund all came together, and we were able to raise enough to be able to get two of these trucks, and they can carry a lot of food to each of the distributions, and we really need it.
Talking today with Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. Let's talk about some of the things as we head into sort of the holiday season. Normally at this time, if it was just a regular year, you'd think, you know, there's a sort of the food collection that takes place around the Thanksgiving into Christmas as well. Those still kind of take place, I guess, in a sense, but what else is on top of all that?
Well, there's several things. Obviously, there are still some groups and people that still want to do food drives, and they can. A few differences, though, because our building is still on lockdown, so it's just us and the National Guard. So, and then we're also, the trucks, our fleet that we do have, busy getting out to these food distributions and even picking up some from some of our retail partners. But, you know, people that do food drives are going to have to be able to, we have a place for them to drop off the food. But then we also have a virtual food drive. So people can run food drive online and you know, pick out, they want to order a pallet of onions or a pallet of soup or cases of this, that, or the other thing. They can do that all online, and our staff can help them set up their own virtual food drive. But so those kinds of things are still going on. It just depends on what works best for groups and companies, and we're certainly happy to work with all of them. But in the meantime, then what we're needing to do is get out there and get the food. As you know, we've been working with a lot of different school systems and the mobile school pantry program, which is where we take food out and we work in partnership with the school districts. And it would be after school hours. But here's the big difference with COVID is we're outside. We have to be outside. And we've been outside the whole time since COVID started. But going into this week is still very beautiful, and we're so grateful for it. But you know, it's going to be, it's already getting darker earlier, and it's going to be getting rainier and colder and snow and all this kind of thing. And we're still going to be outside. It'll still be at the schools, but it might be in their parking lot instead of inside like we've been doing over the past couple of years. So, as an example, we were able to get a grant from NiSource, which is Columbia Gas, and we were able to get equipment to help us get through some of this inclement weather and, you know, typical weather really in this in our area. So, you know, getting some high visibility canopies, generators, heaters, pallet jacks, lighting, safety cones, all that kind of thing. So we're kind of getting geared up for the weather to come. And so this Thursday at Lorain County Community College, where we're having our distribution there in their parking lot, we're going to be having some of the NiSource equipment out. And also some of the Columbia Gas people will be helping us in terms of volunteering through the no-touch distribution that will go on there.
And I was reading in that release as well, and reminding me, as we all know, the sun goes down, not because of our time change and everything. So what normally would be maybe an after-work kind of area where, you know, time frame, you're already dealing with nighttime. And I suppose in the past, you tried not to have a lot of distribution going on in the dark, right?
Well, here's the thing. We've done a lot of testing with all of this, and there are so many people that are, you know, they might be underemployed or just the way their shift is, that having a distribution every now and then, maybe at noon or 1 o'clock is okay. But between, first of all, if you're going to be in school areas, you have to be after school hours. And then you do need to be able to make yourself available where families can have access to the food. So our typical times for some of these distributions are 3:30 to 5:30 or 4 to 6. And so then you're running into the lighting issue. So
I'm looking on your Facebook page, and I see that you've got posted there a drive-through Thanksgiving mobile pantry that's going on at the Midway Mall coming up on Saturday, November 21st.
Yeah, that'll be the first time we've ever done something like this, and it'll be at the Midway Mall in the kind of north area, parking lot area, and we're it's going to be like a 2,000-family distribution. And that'll be it's purposely ahead of Thanksgiving to be able to help people with food supplies that we all normally would have at Thanksgiving, chickens, turkeys, mashed potatoes, gravy, that kind of stuff, some fixings so that people can have a happy and dignified Thanksgiving.
People want to find out more about some of the things we're talking about, as well as I'm intrigued also by that sort of virtual food drive where people sort of order things, you know, they say, I'll select that, and then you can get to it. Tell me, you know, where they can go to find out about that or other things we've talked about today.
Well, you could go, everything's on our website. You can go, and where it's like, find out more or donate or whatever, there's a tab that says virtual food drive, and it'll show you kind of what that is, and give us a call. We're we're happy to talk to you about that too. So it's basically literally a chance to be able to donate, and you can take care of it all right there on that donor platform, right there on the line, and you know, kind of actually make arrangements to get some of the supplies that we all need.
Absolutely. Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio, our guest this morning, Susan Bartosz. We appreciate your time. Have a good week, Susan.
Thanks, you guys. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.